Stephan, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. They have two vehicles. They have a continuing resolution, which is at the end of March, and they have the sequester bill. Now, these are legitimate government spending bills. The debt ceiling is different because it triggers all these international financial problems, and it triggers the credit of the United States. They don't have to say we're going to be wimps. I helped close the government twice. It actually worked.
That's Newt Gingrich with his comments on what he thinks lies ahead for Congress after last week's fiscal cliff deal. And that's when we get started on the Monday morning version of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan from ABC's This Week and some of the other Sunday morning programs, Fox News and Meet the Press. We'll take a sampling of what the feelings are in terms of newsmakers about where we are, our fiscal reality, if you will. And we'll spend some time on perhaps gun control as well. It depends on your input here at 888-302-DOUG. Here from this week, George Stephanopoulos talks to Senator Mitch McConnell about the deal, the fiscal deal last week, and what may be next in store.
I know you think that the deal you negotiated is imperfect, so, and you want to fix it as we approach the debt limit. But I want to get to the bottom of this, because you say no increase in the debt limit without major cuts in spending. The president says he won't even negotiate over that. So to borrow General David Petraeus' famous quote from the Iraq War, how does this end?
Well, first, let me say these last-minute deals are no way to run the government. We've known all of these deadlines are coming. Why we end up in these last-minute discussions is beyond me. We need to function. I mean, the House of Representatives, for example, passed a budget every year. They passed appropriation bills. The Senate, Democratic majority, and the president seem to like these last-minute deals. Now, we know these three issues are coming up, the sequester, the debt ceiling, and the continuing resolution to operate the government. Why don't we sit down now and not wait until the last minute to get these matters resolved? Look, the biggest problem confronting the country is not taxes, it's spending. We don't have this problem because we tax too little. We have it because we spend too much. We now have a $16.4 trillion national debt, as big as our economy. That alone makes us look a lot like Greece. This administration has driven spending from 21% of our economy up to almost 25% of our economy. We've got to stop using the credit card. And any opportunity that we have to engage the other side in a discussion about quitting the spending spree, we're going to engage in.
And the question is, how do you follow through on your strategy? And, you know, there are a lot of your allies are worried about that prospect. The Wall Street Journal editorial page said the political result will be far worse if Republicans start this fight only to cave in the end. You can't take a hostage you aren't prepared to shoot. Do the two GOP leaders have a better strategy today than they did in 2011? And I guess, you know, you're hearing that phrase more and more now, shoot the hostage. Are you prepared to do it, to see the country default if the president won't sign the spending cuts you demand?
Well, look, it's not even necessary to get to that point. Why aren't we trying to settle the problem? Why aren't we trying to do something about reducing spending? We know we need to do it. When are we going to do it? We don't need to use the deadlines. We could go through the regular order. Congress could pass bills. They could have conferences between the House and Senate. The president could be engaged. I mean, he's good at campaigning. We know that. Sure. Yeah. I mean, we can do things very quickly. Look, these are not new issues. These are not new issues. We know, and we've known for quite some time, that we had all of these issues in front of us. Waiting till the last minute is no way to run the government. We ought to be engaging in it now.
This has been going on, though, as we all know, for years and years and years. Senator Mitch McConnell at 888-302-DOUG. You can engage all of us with your thoughts about where we are, where it goes. Are you just tired of listening to this? Man, this is getting old, 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 old. Isn't it all the time the same discussion? For the most, and not only on the news talk radio stations, but most of the money stations on radio and television as well. But let's continue with our overview of some of the Sunday morning programs, the Sunday morning news programs, which add a lot to the discussions on talk radio programs during the course of the early part of the week. Here from Fox, John Roberts talks to Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland and Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio about what they see Congress doing to move forward.
Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, said just a few minutes ago on another Sunday morning program, the revenue piece of this is done. No more taxes. The president wants more taxes. He wants to close some loopholes, limit deductions. Chris Van Hollen, how is this fight going to unfold as we go forward?
Well, if Mitch McConnell is going to draw that line in the sand, it's going to be a recipe for more gridlock. We have to take a balanced approach to long-term deficit reduction, meaning additional cuts. And remember, last year the president signed into law more than $1.5 trillion in cuts, 100% cuts. As a result of avoiding the fiscal cliff, we raised about $730 billion in revenue from very high income individuals. As we go forward, we need to adopt the same framework as the bipartisan Simpson-Bowles Commission, meaning a combination of cuts and revenue. You remember during the campaign when you saw the Republican candidate and Paul Ryan talking about all those tax breaks and loopholes in the tax code that disproportionately benefit very wealthy people. Guess what? They're still there. So through tax reform, we can raise more revenue matched by additional cuts to address the sequester issue and the long-term deficit.
Congressman Jordan, you buy the argument?
No, because the cuts that Chris referenced are cuts that have yet to happen. They're all scheduled for the out years. And as Congress typically does, they say, oh, give us the revenue now, and we promise we'll get the cuts. That's exactly what this fiscal cliff deal was. They got revenue now, no cuts in there. So the same old, same old. And I tell folks back home all the time, remember, this is promises from politicians. It's not a promise from your parents, from your pastor, or from your priest. This is politicians say, oh, give us some revenue. We promise we'll get to this balanced approach later. We promise we'll cut spending later. Mitch McConnell's exactly right. If they're going to go after, they just got revenue. We've got to cut spending. We've got a $16 trillion debt. The credit card's maxed out. We've got to cut spending. So he's exactly right. Let's focus on the problem, which is this government can't control spending. We've got to get control of it.
It isn't just this government, it's any government. Our country can't control, at least the politicians can't, their need to satisfy. You saw what was attached to this bill that was passed to alleviate or avert the fiscal problems, all the things that were attached in there. It's all about special interests. It's not about you, and it's not about me. 888-302-DOUG is the way to be in touch. If you want to call and be heard on these matters, email to doug@dougstephan.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy. Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-921-9020. That's 1-800-921-9020.
Talk Radio Countdown Show for Monday, the 7th of January, 2013. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing you up to date on where we start the week, and the fiscal situation is on a lot of people's minds still, and probably will be for most of the year, and probably for most of the rest of your life, because that's the way it is. We don't seem to be able to elect people who can get the job done. From Meet the Press on Sunday, David Gregory talked to Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles. Remember, they were the co-chairs of the President's Debt Commission, about what they think ought to have happened and where they believe we need to go from here following the deal that was made last week.
Had Republicans conceded the point on revenue earlier, say in 2011, could we have had a broader agreement along the lines that you think is necessary?
Oh, we definitely could have had it. I think this was the magic moment. This was our opportunity to do something really big to bring down this deficit and put our fiscal house in order. Yes, the president has taken some steps forward on the entitlement programs, but has he done enough? Absolutely not. And has the speaker shown the flexibility he needs to show in order for us to broaden the base and simplify the code and reform our tax structure, or to be specific about which ones of the entitlements he would actually reduce? No. What we've got to do is both of us have got to get out of our comfort zone, both sides, and we've got to come together and make the tough decisions it takes to bring down this deficit. We believe it can be done. I think the American people want it done, and now's the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you specifically about Medicare, and I'll start with you, Mr. Bowles, and then get Senator Simpson's reaction. What would you specifically call on the president to do on Medicare that he's been unwilling to do heretofore?
First of all, David, if you look at the combination of what was done in the Budget Control Act, the cuts there, and in this cliff deal, it's about half of what we need to do in order to fix our debt problem. So we've got about $1.6 trillion worth of spending we got to do, and we've got about $600 billion worth of revenue we got to get from broadening the base and simplifying the code and wiping out this backdoor spending in the tax code. What would I do on health care?
On Medicare,
you're going to have to reduce health care spending on Medicare by about $500 to $600 billion over the next 10 years. You're going to have to do it in some of the ways that Mitch McConnell talked about. You're going to have to look at some kind of cost sharing, some kind of means testing. You're going to have to look at age. You're going to have to look at lowering the price we pay the drug companies for the drugs. You're going to have to look at paying for quality instead of quantity. You're going to have some kind of tort reform. And we've got to do something about this whole end-of-life scenario without talking about death panels. We do these kinds of things, we can bring down the cost of health care.
Well, I didn't hear much from Alan Simpson. That was one of the Erskine Bowles, who's a Democrat, being pretty critical of both sides, and that's appropriate, isn't it? 888-302-DOUG. Thoughts on the fiscal realities, fiscal situation? Are you disappointed in either side? If you are, in whom? What lies ahead for you under the current fiscal reality? In other words, are you worried about the amount of taxes you're going to have to pay? Is anybody going to cut the spending? What happens next? How do you see Congress moving around? We have a couple more excerpts from talk radio programs to do with here as the countdown continues. Again, remember, our new number is 888-302-DOUG.
Healthy Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And in the focus of this first part of the program is the fiscal situation with the Sunday morning hosts talking with the politicians for the most part about these payments and where we're getting in the chops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's listen to this radio interview Bill Kelly did with Congressman Stephen Lynch of Massachusetts about the battle and the debate and what comes ahead.
How are things going for you?
Well, very busy. You know, we've been spending a lot of time in Washington in session trying to work out the issues around the fiscal cliff. The fight is not over by any means.
Yes.
In some ways, it's become even more difficult because of the looming debt limit fight and also sequestration, which, as you know, would require an across-the-board cut of anywhere from 7 to 10% in each of the government accounts. So that could be a real disaster if we don't approach that properly.
Well, we know. I think having more jobs will never. I think having people employed is going to get this country going again. I think we're having a lot of. I think you have a lot to do with that. And we Americans want jobs, wouldn't you say, Congressman?
Absolutely. I do want to say you hear an awful lot about the idea, you know, the two levers that people most commonly talk about in the fiscal cliff discussion are there's one lever on taxes to raise revenue. There's another lever on budget cuts to cut spending, but there's a third lever, and that lever is growth.
Correct.
And so, and conveniently, that lever provides a great opportunity, to get us out of this. So while we are principally talking about efforts to adjust the spending side or the taxation side, I think we all have to be mindful that we do not want to damage that third area of growth. So that's where I see great sensitivity on the part of the negotiators on these two other areas. And I think the president was one of the reasons that he relented on the 250,000 limit and above was that I think his negotiators felt that going that low may affect that growth area that we couldn't afford right now, and that it may be better to let some time pass and some strength grow in the economy so that, you know, with more people working, more people paying taxes, that would be an engine of recovery.
Notice that there's no discussion anywhere of waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, the outrageous spending for things that have no value and the things that are wasted in your name. You know, what is the number now? 40 cents on every dollar goes to the stuff that we're borrowing. There's another 34 cents of waste. what the heck is left? Debbie in Texas, disappointed in the way Boehner handled the situation.
I'm very disappointed in Boehner. I really think that he should have forced the hands on the Democrats to go back to the bill, because this is 3.5 years now we've heard tax reform. We've heard cut spending. We've heard that they know that they have to work on this. This is both parties. They both know they were supposed to be working on this stuff. And once again, the last minute, holding us hostage. And if the Democrats in the middle class think it's anything else, that's all they're doing. They're playing with us. And it's got to stop.
You want to know why there is a problem when you do the math? The major flaw is the interest being earned. It's assumed that 1% a month, 12% a year, that's too high historically. But there are lots of people who are looking at these federal payments and wondering which side of the ledger where can we take our piece of the pie or what's needed? Very interesting. Social Security is now being called a federal benefit payment. You notice that?
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Start off the new year for just a buck at Rent-A-Center. Now through February 2nd, everything in the store is just a dollar a day. Choose your favorite brand name appliances, laptops, tablets, computers, flat screen TVs, and furniture, and pay just a dollar a day until February 2nd. There's never been a better time to try the brands and products you want most during the dollar a day sale at Rent-A-Center. $1 for each day through February.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Radio in the focus with our talk radio countdown show. We spent our time on the fiscal reality, so let's move on to the new Congress that's been in session for a week, and the Sunday morning program is drilling around in there. A lot of fodder again for conversation on the news talk radio programs today and maybe tomorrow. It depends on what sort of takes hold, if you know what I mean. And as we monitor all these stations around the country, interesting things pop up. We'll have some talk radio response. Let's do the Sunday morning Face the Nation program first, where Bob Schieffer talked to Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona and Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut about how similar the new Congress is to the previous Congress. Instead of putting it this way, it's the same old faces with the same old song and dance.
It sounds to me like that we're in for more than the same. I don't think anything has changed here. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, I'm not sure you are. It does look like we're going to have another high wire act or two here coming up. But I would have to agree with Mitch McConnell. I just can't see how the president goes back to the well on more tax increases now. We've got to cut spending. We put off the sequester, and the sequester is really only $1.2 trillion over 10 years. That's really just the start. We've got to do actually more than that, and we put that off. So we've got to cut spending now.
Senator Murphy, let me go to you. What, from the Democratic side of the aisle, what do you see happening here? Do you think that the Senate and the House are going to find a way to raise the debt ceiling? That's going to be the first hard vote. You've also got the Senator Flake refers to as the sequester. That is these draconian cuts that go in across the board unless the Congress finds some way to resolve some of this stuff. What's going to happen here?
Listen, we've got to have a conversation about reducing spending. Jeff's right. There's absolutely no way to take a sizable chunk out of the debt and deficit without reducing spending. But we've also got to talk about tax reform as well. And I think that's what the speaker was talking about trying to remove some of these deductions and credits, which really don't fulfill good public policy goals and end up costing the country money. But we should have this discussion separate and aside from the debt ceiling. I mean, the legislative hostage taking just doesn't work. It doesn't work for the American people. It doesn't work for the world economy. And what I hope doesn't happen is that Republicans do what they did a year and a half ago, which is essentially hold the entire country's economy hostage to their demands. We need to have a reasonable conversation here, separate and aside from this issue of the debt ceiling.
All right. So what are we learning from all of this? Not much in reality. 888-302-DOUG. I know how discouraging some of this is, and I'm sure some hosts will take that on. Here are Mike Moss and Bruce Allen talking to Rachel Smokin, who's from Politico.com, about this new Congress, and John Boehner gets his message.
With some of the freshman lawmakers not even in the building long enough to find the bathrooms or their office, a couple of the freshman Republicans have already sent John Boehner a message by not voting for him as Speaker.
Absolutely, a stiffer conservative opposition than was expected for John Boehner. He did win re-election. He will be House Speaker again, but a somewhat weakened position leading into key showdowns with President Obama. And fasten your seatbelts, because if you thought the last fiscal cliff ride was wild, wait for the next one. It's going to make the first one look tame.
Why do you say that?
We have three fights coming up all at the same time, and it wasn't easy to get through the last one. They did a very kick-the-can-down-the-road approach. We've got the debt ceiling coming up. We've got these across-the-board cuts called the sequester. They're coming up. And a government funding bill is also set to expire in March. So we have three things that are all going to happen sort of mid to late February, March range.
Oh,
they're all extremely complicated. They're all coming.
Oh, yeah, it's like a triple witching hour.
It absolutely is. It is. And that's not even mentioning, you know, two big pieces of President Barack Obama's agenda, immigration and guns legislation. So they've got quite a lot on their plate.
Is the dynamic in the Senate changing at all?
Democrats will be even in a greater position of strength. They're adding a couple of seats, and Senator McConnell has shown that he's willing to work with President Obama, and in particular his ally and partner, Joe Biden. Different sides of the aisle, of course, but two longtime Washington hands who are very comfortable working together. It'll be interesting to see how that dynamic changes. Previously, President Obama has first tried to negotiate with House Speaker John Boehner. The thinking has been that you have to try to get the conservatives in the House in line if you're going to get a deal. But last time for the fiscal cliff wild ride, it didn't work out that way. It really only worked out when Biden and McConnell got in a room. So we'll see how they go at it for the next round.
I don't do the picking and choosing of the programs that we monitor or the audio that we take from them. I would say that that conversation was about as much drivel as I've heard for a long time. There was not one piece of new information there. Anyway, see, there's no such thing as perfection. 888-302-DOUG. Let's get to the folks who are on the line that want to talk about the makeup of the new Congress, whether you think they're able to do their job, are they qualified, are you figuring or thinking same old, same old. Here's Mildred in Connecticut with Congress and their job.
It's not about the whether this Congress or the next Congress do better. It's not about the President or the Senate. It's about the American people have elected all of the officials to be our mouthpiece. We are divided in our election process. Whoever wins, Republican or Democrat, the American people have done their job. Now it's time for Congress and our electric officials that we have put there to do their job.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we have done our job at all, at least, more of us went to the polls than not, but people think that's the end of their job when they do that. Not so. It's not how a democracy or representative form of government works. Thank you, Mildred, though, for your call to 888-302-DOUG on the Congress and whether they can get anything done. Here's Clay in Texas up next with not much in the expectation department.
Congress isn't going to do anything different than what it's been doing for the last 2 years. Our votes, what do they really count for? Special interest groups and lobbyists usurp our powers. It influences Congress. I think Congress is reacting out of fear right now, because if something doesn't change, there is going to be a change coming, regardless whether they want it or not. The American people are fed up with the lackadaisical situation that Congress has become. They need to cooperate, do what they get paid for, pass legislative laws that are beneficial to the American people. We are the American people, and we count, but they don't seem to think so.
Well, it's because you're not doing your job, sir. You got to be at it all the time. Lots of talk about some sort of peaceful revolution continues, the resolve of many Americans versus the resolve of those who are in Congress. 888-302-DOUG or email the Doug at DougStephan.com. Here's Ken in Alabama listening to the countdown.
I heard a congressman yesterday call you, and he said there was only two ways through this problem. He said one way was by raising taxes, the other by, I can't even remember, I think one by raising taxes and one by cutting programs. I just wanted to get a little bit more in-depth in that. I feel like the only way that they're going to fix it is either to almost break the American public, that's cutting programs, or either taxing businesses. Now, I've looked at some statistics, and it says that some of the corporations, Exxon, Walmart, places like this, have more income coming in than countries. So I don't understand how they don't owe a little bit more. We spend money every day with these people. They're making billions and millions, even their CEOs. And it's amazing to me that they feel like they shouldn't chip in on anything except to ask Congress to help deregulate everything. It's just amazing to me.
888-302-DOUG. No, I'm not used to that number yet. I've been using the other number for 16 years, so that's ingrained in my mind. Little patience when I sort of flub through it. Now, what happens with these callers? If you're calling in, sometimes you go on the air live, sometimes we record your call for later use, and sometimes we have callers that come from the programs that we monitor as a part of producing this program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's finish our congressional focus with John in Illinois listening to WJOL.
One of the things that concerns me, you know, like they want to pass a bill for Sandy, which I think is great, but, you know, they put all this pork into it. Why not just stick with the issue? You know, this is part of the problem with the way things are run. And it's very disturbing because, you know, I'm a retired guy now as a union construction worker, and yet I'm a Republican out of Chicago. I just do not agree with the way that they do things. It's just it seems illegal and totally wrong.
It is illegal for the most part. Certainly, there are questions about the legality of a lot of these things that are done. You're right, sir. Thanks for that refreshing call. 888-302-DOUG. All right, we'll pause now and then back to the gun control debate after the massacre in Connecticut and the shooting in Aurora. Actually, there were, I think, four more people killed over the weekend in a shootout in Colorado. So the gun control debate will continue this week and this month and this year and on into the future. So we'll tap into the latest in a moment here on the countdown.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40. 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
888-302-3684, which is 888-302-DOUG, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our discussion of gun control. Now let's take that on for the rest of the hour. Here from the Sunday morning CNN news program, Candy Crowley talks to Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, Congressman Richard Hudson of North Carolina, about the president's comments regarding gun control.
You're both strong supporters of gun rights. Both of you live in areas where gun rights are a part of the culture. And there's a Washington Post story today talking about where the president's council that at this moment is headed by Joe Biden, possible gun control measures. They include universal background checks for anyone who buys a gun, a national database for all gun sales and movements of guns, strengthening mental health checks at the gun purchase site, tougher penalties for carrying guns near schools, and tougher penalties for giving guns to minors. Could you go along with all of that?
Well, let me say it this way. North Dakota has the highest rate of gun ownership in the country and the lowest rate of gun violence.
So is that a no?
What I'm saying is necessary? I'm not going to comment on what's in a Washington Post story. I want to see the proposal, but I'm a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment, but I also believe that we need to do things that will prevent what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary. When I was attorney,
gun control,
well,
you're talking about,
I think you need to look at everything in the mix, but I'm not a big believer that this is a one-size-fits-all solution, and we absolutely need to have a balanced approach, and then we need to live in reality. What can you actually get passed? What can you actually get done that's going to make schools and communities safer in America? And I don't think that proposal necessarily, as you've described it to me, fits the bill for me.
Congressman, can we find some agreement there?
Well, I can be clear. I will not support any of the measures I'm reading about for two reasons. Number one, we have constitutional freedom, the right to keep and bear arms in this country that's critical, and I'm a strong defender of that. But secondly, look at the effectiveness of the public policy we're talking about. These kind of measures were already in place in Connecticut. Connecticut has the third most stringent gun policies in the country. The gun-free school zones didn't help in that case. You look at places like Detroit, New York City, places that have the most stringent gun control laws in the country are some of the most violent gun crime areas.
So let me ask you just as a sort of a close-up question. When you saw the NRA, both of you have very high marks from the NRA for what you've done legislatively, you in North Dakota and you in North Carolina. And what did you think of their reaction to what happened at Sandy Hook in Connecticut, which was to say, we need to enhance school safety. We are willing to help wherever we can, but we're not interested in gun legislation. You supported that?
I did, and I thought that Wayne LaPierre used good judgment to wait and not come out with a statement right away. And I agree that that having security at schools is a good idea, but I don't necessarily think it's a federal government role. I think it's up to communities, states to decide. In Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools in my district, we already have resource officers in every school. And so this is something that's being done on the local level in some places, and we ought to look at whether that's good policy everywhere. But again, I don't think the federal government needs to be involved in funding it or telling states that they have to do it.
Senator, I got to have it quickly. What do you think of the NRA response?
What I tell you is that we ask teachers to be parents. We ask teachers to be babysitters. And, oh, by the way, you might want to teach. Now we're asking them to be security guards. That's not a formula for success.
But the NRA said we trained armed, but they didn't say anything about teachers. But...
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And in the continuing overview here on the countdown of what will be probably just an on and on and ongoing debate and discussion about shooting and gun control in our country, we were listening to Candy Crowley a minute ago. Here she is with Kyan La on a gun buyback program in Los Angeles that netted some very interesting things.
Not just one, but two handed over to police in this week's gun buyback day. Shocking? Not to police who've seen it before. Among the roughly 10,000 guns turned into police by the citizens of Los Angeles since 2009.
We look like we're in a third world nation when you seize all these weapons from individuals. The question you ask, why?
These rocket launchers were U.S. made, owned privately, though illegal, and turned over to police under the no questions asked, thankfully had no rockets in them. Police also collected 75 assault rifles that people traded in this week for gift cards.
I don't think anyone should be surprised two rocket launchers were turned in. This is L.A.
L.A. and much of America, says Aaron Cohen. He's a security expert advising clients around the world. This should be a reality check, he says, and a sign of how military-style weaponry can so easily end up in the wrong hands, like they did in the Newtown massacre.
There's way too many weapons that are out there on the streets. The type of weapons that were brought in, the 75 assault rifles the other day, not to mention the two RPG rocket launchers. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Do you think it's gotten out of hand?
I think that the system of issuing them has gotten out of hand. And I think we have, again, have to look at the entire safety system involved with giving handguns out.
Gun shows and easy background checks, Cohen says, that adds up to an overly armed America. The people who turned in guns, most of them legal, came from all walks of life.
I have grandchildren, and no matter how secure you can think your gun is, we've seen what happens, so I decided to turn it in.
Many of the weapons that were handed over to police in the gun buyback were antiques. Some of them were not functional. But police say it's just a window into a look of how many guns are in Los Angeles.
I'm pretty sure you can't buy a rocket-propelled grenade launcher in a gun store, can you?
No, you can't buy one on eBay. That is very difficult
to
obtain.
Yeah, so these must have come from overseas, or someone bringing one in, or... Do they have a theory?
This is a U.S.-made rocket launcher.
Right.
They don't ask the individual where it came from. That's part of the reason why people turn it in, because there is no retribution against them when they turn over these weapons. Police say that's critical to making this gun buyback process work. But they stress it is U.S.-made. It was produced here. They just don't know how it made its way meandering through eventually into the hands of the LAPD.
Really? All right, let's get to radio host Bill Leff here with journalist Phil Kadner. They talk about a search for answers and blame when some of these tragedies take place.
So many people are trying to figure out who's to blame in this. And, you know, I've heard people say, well, how about the parents in a situation like this? The mom knew that that the kid had some problems, that Adam had some problems. Well, why didn't she do more to protect everybody from the guns that she had there in the house? But then I've heard other people say you can't blame her, that you don't know. Just because somebody has problems doesn't mean they're going to do something as extreme as this kid did. Where's the truth in all of that? Where is the truth somewhere in the middle?
I think you can say anything about this problem, and you're probably going to be right in some regard, because it's such a massive problem. Sure, she should have gotten her son some help, but the fact is, it's not easy to get a child help. It's not easy to admit there's a problem. You know, it's not like mental health care is easily accessible in this country. There are very few mental health clinics, very few psychiatrists, not all health insurance plans pay for it. A lot of these treatments that are provided are very short term. So the person gets some treatment, gets some medication, gets back out on the street, and then there's not enough follow-up care. But that's not the, you know, that's not the only problem here. You know, there's a problem with also acceptance of this as an issue. And people, again, we're living in denial. And I'll throw it, why aren't we all doing more to protect our children throughout society? Why is it when something like this happens, we all kind of go, oh, it's horrible, it's awful, we should stop it. But when 500 people are killed on the streets of Chicago, you know, there's really nothing done to address the issue. Why is it that, you know, when, you know, people say they want an assault weapons ban, you have other people coming back and saying, no, we really need, everybody needs to carry guns in the streets.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Join us again tomorrow for our daily review of the hot hits in talk radio here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Very tax extra.